Oral comprehension, listening one. You'll hear listening one three times. Listen carefully and tick the best option for every question. Now, look at the questions for this part.
Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Listen to the news on the radio.
A woman was found walking down a street in Preston, Lancashire, last Tuesday, dressed only in a swimsuit and shivering with cold. When someone asked her if she was all right, she said she couldn't remember who she was and didn't know what she was doing in the street. A local shopkeeper lent her some warm clothes and called the police. She was taken to hospital and later identified as Mrs. Sally Thomas. Witnesses at Preston Public Swimming Pool said Mrs. Thomas slipped and fell into the pool, hitting her head on the edge. She then got out and left the building without saying anything. According to the doctors, she has already recovered her memory and will soon go home.
A young male elephant, Groucho, escaped from a circus in Wimbledon yesterday afternoon, but luckily he didn't get far. Mr. Stevens was washing his car in front of his house when he saw Groucho walking slowly down the street. "It was the biggest surprise of my life," he said. He immediately called the fire brigade, who stopped Groucho at the end of the road and took him back to the circus, only half a mile away. Now listen again.
A woman was found walking down a street in Preston, Lancashire, last Tuesday, dressed only in a swimsuit and shivering with cold. When someone asked her if she was all right, she said she couldn't remember who she was and didn't know what she was doing in the street. A local shopkeeper lent her some warm clothes and called the police. She was taken to hospital and later identified as Mrs. Sally Thomas. Witnesses at Preston Public Swimming Pool said Mrs. Thomas slipped and fell into the pool, hitting her head on the edge. She then got out and left the building without saying anything. According to the doctors, she has already recovered her memory and will soon go home.
A young male elephant, Groucho, escaped from a circus in Wimbledon yesterday afternoon, but luckily he didn't get far. Mr. Stevens was washing his car in front of his house when he saw Groucho walking slowly down the street. "It was the biggest surprise of my life," he said. He immediately called the fire brigade, who stopped Groucho at the end of the road and took him back to the circus, only half a mile away. Now listen again.
A woman was found walking down a street in Preston, Lancashire, last Tuesday, dressed only in a swimsuit and shivering with cold. When someone asked her if she was all right, she said she couldn't remember who she was and didn't know what she was doing in the street. A local shopkeeper lent her some warm clothes and called the police. She was taken to hospital and later identified as Mrs. Sally Thomas. Witnesses at Preston Public Swimming Pool said Mrs. Thomas slipped and fell into the pool, hitting her head on the edge. She then got out and left the building without saying anything. According to the doctors, she has already recovered her memory and will soon go home.
A young male elephant, Groucho, escaped from a circus in Wimbledon yesterday afternoon, but luckily he didn't get far. Mr. Stevens was washing his car in front of his house when he saw Groucho walking slowly down the street. "It was the biggest surprise of my life," he said. He immediately called the fire brigade, who stopped Groucho at the end of the road and took him back to the circus, only half a mile away.
Oral comprehension, listening 2. You'll hear listening 2 3 times. Listen carefully and tick the best option for every question. Now, look at the questions for this part.
Now we're ready to start. Listen carefully.
Are you hungry, Robin?
Yes, a little.
Would you like some fruit?
What is there?
There are apples, bananas, and a couple of kiwis. The apples and the bananas are over there on the shelf, but the kiwis are here in the fridge.
I think I'll have an apple. Where's the small red knife?
In that drawer over there.
What will you have, Sue? An apple? A yogurt?
Oh, nothing, thank you. I had a slice of pizza before you arrived, and I don't want to eat anything else.
How about a cup of tea, then? I'll make myself a cup.
Yes, please, that sounds nice. The tea mugs are in the dishwasher.
Now listen again.
Are you hungry, Robin?
Yes, a little.
Would you like some fruit?
What is there?
There are apples, bananas, and a couple of kiwis. The apples and the bananas are over there on the shelf, but the kiwis are here in the fridge.
I think I'll have an apple. Where's the small red knife?
In that drawer over there.
What will you have, Sue? An apple? A yogurt?
Oh, nothing, thank you. I had a slice of pizza before you arrived, and I don't want to eat anything else.
How about a cup of tea, then? I'll make myself a cup.
Yes, please, that sounds nice. The tea mugs are in the dishwasher.
Now listen again.
Are you hungry, Robin?
Yes, a little.
Would you like some fruit?
What is there?
There are apples, bananas, and a couple of kiwis. The apples and the bananas are over there on the shelf, but the kiwis are here in the fridge.
I think I'll have an apple. Where's the small red knife?
In that drawer over there.
What will you have, Sue? An apple? A yogurt?
Oh, nothing, thank you. I had a slice of pizza before you arrived, and I don't want to eat anything else.
How about a cup of tea, then? I'll make myself a cup.
Yes, please, that sounds nice. The tea mugs are in the dishwasher.
That's the end of the oral test.